Hey, Debbie, guess what? It's Jeff calling again. Guess what I found while I was going through my old drawers? No, not that kind. Remember that song I wrote for you way back in the day? Well, I was thinking it'd be kind of cool if I sing it to you right now, Richie Valens, Donna style, right over the phone. Matt's here on guitar. You remember Matt? Randy, you don't know him, but he's cool. He's on drums. And we're going to bust it all over your face.
This song is owed to Debbie. Her feet are far from webbing. She stomped on my heart, but she is a part of me.
Shows frio, ay, ay, ay.
The song is owed to Debbie. Do I still love her? Well, maybe. I called her last night. She hung up the phone.
Debbie, I wish you hadn't hung up that phone last night, because I still had a lot of things I needed to talk to you about. My new life coach thinks I'll finally be able to get over you after all this decade if I confront you on some of the terrible things you did to me. Like when you took my virginity at Brian Clardy's New Year's Eve party. Now, most people would say, hey, buddy, you lost your virginity. What's wrong with that? Sounds pretty darn awesome to me. Well, it should have been awesome, right, Debbie? I mean, you took me up to the bedroom, and we made our way to the bed in the dark, and we started touching and feeling and whatnot, and you took off your skirt, and surprise, no underwear, which at first I thought was weird, but you said you always have to throw your underwear away after these parties anyway, what with the stains you inevitably receive, which should have been a red flag for me right there, but what did I know? So we kept going, and then you went downtown, and did some stuff down there. Awesome, by the way. And yet, while you're doing that, I felt some warm breath on the back of my neck. So I whirled around to see freaking Ian McMacken, the president of the debate team and the first runner-up of the 8th annual Jeff Goldblum Lookalike Contest, sitting on the bed with nothing but chaps and a smile and a rabbit's foot keychain, presumably for good luck. And I said, Ian, what the? And he said, hush, little one. We're gonna do this! And I tried to be cool, and I said, no, Ian, thanks, but I'm here with Debbie, and besides, you're a dude, and I'm not gay, so why don't you put your clothes back on and stick your keychain back in your pocket and beat it? No, I mean, leave, leave. And he said, hey man, I'm not gay either. There's a beautiful girl here, not gay, just nasty. Now let me put this oil on your chest. And I said, Ian, please, this is not going to work. And Ian said, all right, I understand. It's me, isn't it? You're not into me. You don't dig me. And that's fine. I am all about role-playing. You want me to be somebody sexy? You got it, Scooter. And before I could say, my name's not Scooter, he said, I'll be playing the role of Jimmy Stewart. And you're gonna be my high-class whore that's visiting me on the set of Rear Window. And while you're not the girl I ordered when I called the service because I was hoping for an Asian chick, the nice lady on the phone gave me a pretty sizable discount and told me you'd be up for anything. And just the thought of that has given me a pretty sizable boner. And I looked down, and sure enough, there was Ian's immense boner poking me in the leg like a child pokes a fish with a stick to see if it's dead. So I said, well, I'm getting out of here. And Ian said, not so fast, whore. I've got a $1 bill with your name on it if you spit right here in my mouth. See, here's the dollar, and there's your name written right up over George Washington's face. Whore. Well, I jumped up and I ran to that door, but before I could even think of escaping, I felt something wrap around my waist and pull me back. And it was Ian's gigantic wang wrapped around me 5 or 6 times, pulling me back like Audrey 2 in a Little Shop of Horrors. What am I supposed to do? I didn't know what to do till I spotted that knitting needle right there on the floor. So I grabbed it and I stabbed Ian's wang right on the vein and was able to slip out of that thing like a wet bathing suit. And I took off running as Ian yelled, where are you going, whore? Why did you stab my vein? That's my sensitive spot. And Debbie, where the hell were you during all this? Where were you during the vein stabbing and the Jimmy Stewart prostitute weirdness? You just didn't say anything. Actually, I should probably be calling Ian, because he's actually the one that still pops up in my nightmares. Actually, Debbie, you and me are fine. We should probably give us another chance. Wait, who is this? Grandma, oh gosh, usually your number is right next to the speed dial for Debbie. Come back to me! Sorry, Grandma, this song is owed to Debbie. Won't you be my baby? Let me just state that I'll wait and I'll wait.